Dr. Chav Zayin in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We're up to paragraph Gimel. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter in Likutei Moran, he's basing it on one of the debates between Rabbi Shub and Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. And we mentioned already the actual debate. And Rabbeinu Zal began talking about a person, that if a person wants to bring the whole world close to Hashem, to serve Hashem in total unity, the only way to do it is through shalom, through peace. A person has to first achieve a universal peace, and once there's that, it's possible for there to be communication where people should be able to explain to each other the foolishness of this world, the foolishness of Taivas Momoin, Eli Laikesev, Eli Laizov, and to be able to come close to Hashem. Then in the second paragraph, Rabbeinu Zal said that it's impossible to get to shalom unless you have Ha'oras Ponim, the light of the face. And Rabbeinu Zal said that that's Hadras Ponim, the beauty of the face, which refers specifically to the beard, the Zokon. And then Rabbeinu Zal quoted a pasuk, Vayovo Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem. That pasuk combined all three concepts. Yaakov Avinu represents the beauty of the face, the beard, because the pasuk says, Mavakshe Ponecho Yaakov Selo. Yaakov Avinu represents the beauty of the face. The Gemara says that his face shone like the face of Odom Arishoin. Through Yaakov, a person gets to Sholem, and through that you get to Shechem, La'ovdoi Shechem Echod, that the whole world should serve Hashem shoulder to shoulder, as one unit. This is where we left off. Now in paragraph Gimel, Rabbeinu Zal said, V'hadras ponim zebechinas drushei Torah. This beauty of the face, this glow of the face, is the concept of the drushim of Torah, the explanations of the Torah. Shahatoyra nidreshes b'shloishes remidois. We know that the Torah is explained and clarified through 13 midois. Hanim shochim yudgimel tikunei dikno. Where these 13 midois that are part of the system of interpreting the Torah come from the 13 tikunim of the beard. Bebechinas hadras ponim, which is called the beauty of the face. You should beautify the face, you should show respect to an elderly person. Vohodarto pnei zokein, Rabbeinu Zal darshins, vohodarto pnei. The hadras ponim is the zokein, the zokon, the beard. So Rabbeinu Zal says that hadras ponim is a concept of drushei Torah. Just like the Torah represents the oyer of Hashem, kaviyochol the oyer haponim of Hashem, Rav Nosson Zal brings in Likutei Halacha, he's talking about a soita, that a soita is one who hid herself with a man. She went into hiding, into seclusion with a man, and as a result of that, her husband suspects her of having committed a sin. So that her pigam is a pigam of hastoras ponim, in a sense, hiding the light of the face. The tikkun is that we take a parsha, the Torah, and we scrape off the letters. That's also an inyan of hastoras ponim, because the pnei Hashem is the Torah itself. When the Arizal says that when Hagbah is being done in the shul, a Jew should be careful to make sure to look closely at the letters, to see them, because there is a glow, a spiritual shine that comes off the letters at that time, and a person who's staring at it, who's looking at it, can receive this oyer. Kaviyochol, this again represents the pnei Hashem. So the Torah is the Pnei Hashem, the Drushei Torah, the Yud Gimel Midoi Shatoran Yireshes Bohem, and also the beard, the Hadras Ponim, is also an inyan of Pnei Hashem. It's a reflection, the beauty of the face of a Jew that's based on the mitzvahs of the Torah, the payas, the beard, all of those items, is a reflection, kaviyochol, of the Pnei Hashem itself. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ulefi ha-hizdakhus chokhmosoi, b'yud gomu midoi seilu kanal, according to the degree that a person purifies his sechel, his chokhma, with these 13 midoi, so the Torah, this system of darshening the Torah, kain hizdakhus koil rinosoi, that'll also determine the purification and the clarity of his voice. This doesn't mean necessarily in a physical sense as much as in a spiritual sense. That there's a connection between the Hadras Ponim and the Rina, the song, the voice. bebechinas zokein ze shekono chochma. Because we know that the Gemara says that when we call an elderly person a zokein, that refers to a wise person, a person who has become wise with age. So the Gemara darshin zokein is ze kono. He acquired. What did he acquire? The most special acquisition that there is in the world, which is chochma, sechel. And the Gemara also says hakone moitzi, and we also know hakone moitzi koil, that the organ of the body that gives forth song or voice is the windpipe, which is also called the kone. So there's a connection between these two, the chochma, which is the inyan of zokein, kufnun, and also the song, the voice, which comes from the kone. Rabbi Nazal says, this is why we find these two put together in a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says, Harini es marayich, hashmiini es koilech. Hashem says, show me your look, zebechinas hadras ponim, this refers to the beauty of the face, show me your face in a sense, zebechinas zokein kanal, referring to the beard, hashmiini es koilech, and let me hear your voice, ki hakoil lefi hachochma shel drushei haTorah, because the voice of a person is dependent on the clarity of the chochma, the sechel, based on the drushei Torah, which is the origin of sechel. Lefi hasechel shel yud gimel midoy shehu doyresh bohenes haTorah, according to the sechel that a person derives from this system of 13 ways of darshaning the Torah, of clarifying the Torah, that's what determines the perfection of the person's voice. V'zehu dirshuni v'chiyu. And this is why the Pasuk says in Omois dirshuni, that a person should be doyresh the Torah, explain and clarify the Torah, v'chiyu, and live. There's a connection between the drushei haTorah and chayim, life. Ki hachochmo techaye es bo'oleho. Because we know that chochmo is what gives life to a person. So these drushei haTorah, this dirshuni, these drushei haTorah represent the chochma, which gives chiyus to a person. And it also affects the voice of the person, the koil of the person, based on the connections that Rabbeinu Zal made here. It means improving a person's level of wisdom in general, which is based on the origin of wisdom, which is the Torah, which is based, where the whole concept of the Chochmas HaTorah is based on these 13 principles of this system whereby a person explains and understands the Torah. In other words, we look at the Torah in a sense as being unusable to a degree unless a person knows this code, these 13 ways of understanding and being mefarish the Torah. So a person, the more a person is zeicha to grow in that area, automatically it'll affect the person's growth in purifying his koil. Now in paragraph Hey, Rabbi Nazal says, Ukishnez dakech koiloi, and when a person is zeicha to purify the voice, Azai al yedei hashmoas koiloi levad, beloi dibur. Once a person is zeicha to purify their voice the right way, then just by hearing that person's voice alone, without words, without actual words, just the sound of the voice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishioi Be'ez Tzorosoi. Hashem will help that person at their time of tsar, at their time of constriction or suffering. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayar Batsar Lohem, Hashem saw the tightness and the difficulty that Bnei Yisrael were going through, Bishamoi Esrinosom, when he heard their song. Not when he heard their explanation, where they had verbalized, they discussed their problem with Hashem, but even before it gets to the stage of words, where it's only a koil, rina, already Hashem saw their tsar and he helped them. Al yedei shmias koiloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu roye mishem etzarloi, such a person who zoiche to be mezakech the koil, to purify the koil, by hearing his koil, Hashem sees who is being meitzar him, who's making trouble for him, ezehu akum meitzar loy, which nation of the 70 nations is causing this person a problem, and Hashem deals with it. Vezehu, this is what it means when the pasuk says, ba'er heitev b'shivim loshoin, when Hashem gave instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu to explain the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem said, Ba'er, explain it, Heitev, well. And the Gemara darshins, how well? Explain it in all 70 languages. We once said that one of the Meforshim brings proof. How does the Gemara know this, that Heitev, explaining it well, means in all 70 languages? Because usually to explain something well means to be willing to go over it again. That if the person doesn't understand it the first time, to be able to repeat it again and again and clarifying it each time till a person totally understands it. If you take the word heitev, which means well, explaining it well, if you take the word heitev, ba'achorayim, first hey, then hey yud, then hey yud tes, then hey yud tes beis, it's bigimatria 70 exactly, showing the connection between the actual word in the Chumash and the explanation that the Gemara gives for it. The instruction Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu was explain it well. The Gemara says well meant total clarity. Every single person in their language, speak their, this concept, he's not speaking my language, means I don't understand him. Whereas perfect clarity means when a person is able to explain it in everybody's language. That's this Bayer Heite B'Shivim Loshen. So Rabbi Nezal says, note here the connection between these concepts. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, explain it well in all 70 languages. Shepirushim udrushei haTorah. This means that the explanations of Torah, shemisham toitzoi sakol, which affect the person's voice, because we learned earlier that according to the degree that a person is zeicha to explain the Torah, to that degree he'll be zeicha to a clarity of voice. Al yodom heitiv lonu b'chol halashoinos b'chol ak. Through that, Hashem will be meitiv, Hashem will help us do good for us regarding these 70 languages, meaning regarding the 70 nations of the world. Meaning, al yodom heitiv lonu b'chol halashoinos b'chol akum. Through that, Hashem will help the person with whatever nation the person is having a problem with among the 70 nations. Bebechinas, Rabbi Nezal says, if you take a look at the pasuk b'shomoy esrinosom, we quoted the pasuk earlier that Hashem will help them when He hears the sound of their song. The first letters of b'shomoy esrinosom roshetevois ba'er, to explain. Uba'er huloshen pirushudrush. Ba'er means to explain and to clarify. So that in this paragraph, Rabbi Nezal wants to weave all of these things together to show that to the degree that a person is zeicha to perfect their chokhmah, their moyach, their sechel, which is dependent on the degree that the person is zeicha to be mefaresh the Torah, based on these yud gimel midah shatar and reshes bohen, that'll give a person clarity of mind, which means the whole study of Torah shebal peh, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, which is based on these 13 principles. To that degree, we said a person will be zeicha to have a pure voice. And when a person has a pure voice, when that person just gives out a sound, not even words, before the person speaks, when they just give out a sound, Hashem listens to them right away and helps them against their enemies. In this paragraph, Rabbi Nezal put it all together based on this posuk, Ba'er Heitev B'Shivim Loshoin. Ba'er means the Bi'urim of Torah, the clarification of the Torah. Heitev, that makes it that Hashem is meitiv the person, Hashem does good for the person regarding the Shivim Loshon, regarding the 70 nations. That whatever nation that person is having a problem with, Hashem helps the person in a unique way. That even before the person puts it into words, Hashem helps the person. Where do we have an example of this in the Jewish calendar year? Perfect example of this. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nosson Sal explains in Likutei Halachos that the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the difference between Koil and Dibur. On Rosh Hashanah, our most effective weapon regarding Hashem is not our words, but our sounds. The Koil Shofar, the sound of the Shofar, the blasting. The Shofar doesn't speak in a sense, it's just Koil, Beloy Dibur. That's the main Avoida on Rosh Hashanah. And if you'll note, when the Baal Tokea begins, the opening line preparing for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is Min HaMeitzar Korosi Ko Ononi Bamerchav Ko, that Hashem, I'm crying out to you from this place of constriction, Ononi Bamerchav, and widen it. How? even before I speak, just through the koilos, the sound of the shofar that I'm going to blow now, the shofar which represents perfect hizdakhus koiloi, the shofar which represents the perfection of koil, those 100 koilos, those 100 sounds represent the total gamut of perfection of koil, perfection of sound. Through that, we expect Hashem to save us against all of our enemies. And that's dependent on the hadras ponim, the hidur ponim. That's the redness that comes to the Baal Toikea at the time that he's blowing the shofar. His face lights up, in a sense. It turns red at the time of the blowing shofar. And this whole union of sholim, limshech es kol olam l'avoidosei, lovdam shechem echot, that's again the whole avoid of Rosh Hashanah. V'simloich ato Hashem levadecho al kol ha'oretz, v'yeda kol po'ul ki ato fialtoi. The whole Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah is speaking about this topic, about the whole world coming to serve Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, we're not just dealing with the Am Yisrael alone, but it's rather v'yeda kol po'ul, that all of creation should know, ki ato pialtoi, that Hashem created, etc., etc. You see that that's one example of this Torah in the Likutei Moran coming to life in all the avodas of Rosh Hashanah. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ulahadras ponim anal iefsher lovoi elo al yedei tikkun habris." The only way that a person could have the beauty of the face, the beauty of the face is dependent on tikkun habris, this light of the face, and beauty of the face is dependent on tikkun habris. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hoid v'hodor lefonov kishe oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoi. The pasuk in Tehillim puts these two items together. Hoid v'hodor lefonov, the beauty of the face, is dependent on oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoi, the strength and happiness being in its place, in the right position. Oiz is always the union of tikkun habris. Rabbeinu Zal says, kishe oiz v'chedva b'mkoymoi shehu bris. Oiz is the concept. Oiz means strength. And strength means tikkun habris. Hanikra boyaz. Purity in tikkun habris is called boyaz. The Gemara says he was called boyaz because boyaz. He showed strength. Where is a Jew's main strength? In tikkun habris. That's the main place. To the degree that a person can contain themselves, can hold back. Ezeu gibor hakoyvesh es yitzroi. The main Yetzirah is in this area. To the degree that a person conquers the Yetzirah in this area, that's strength in Judaism. That's a strong man in Judaism. And that's what determines the beauty of the face, the Hadras Ponim. Vehu chedvo de matronisa. And that's called the joy of the queen. Tikkun habris in the Zohar Kodesh is called chedvo de matronisa. So this term, oiz v'chedvo, obviously refers to tikkun habris. Through tikkun habris, a person is zoche to hoid v'hodor lefonov, to the beauty of the face. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, now we can tie the whole picture together. V'zeh, this is where the pasuk says, when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, they said, one of the sentences that they said at Kriyas Yamsuf was, Ozi v'zimros ko v'yihili lishua. Ozi zebechinas bris. My strength, oiz, is an union of tikkun habris. V'zimras, through that a person is zechet to song. Zebechinas koil. That's this pure perfection of the sound, the voice that we spoke about earlier. Vayhili lishua, and that speeds up the Yeshua of the person. Bebechinas vayar batzar lohem b'shomo esrinosam. That means that through this, the person is zeicha that Hashem sees his suffering immediately, right away, even before the person puts it into words. The moment the person says "ouch," the moment the person says "oi," right away Hashem hears him and responds immediately before the person explains themselves and goes through the whole speech. V'zeh shomru chazal, this is where the Gemara says in Soita, kisha'olu Yisroel min hayam, that when the Jews were coming out of the Red Sea, nosnu einehem loymar shira, they lifted up their eyes to sing to Hashem. The pasuk puts these two items together. The Gemara says, "Nosnu einehem loymar shira." What's the connection? You don't sing with your eyes; you sing with your windpipe. What's the kesher? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki al hayam nizgale bechinas bris." We know that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was revealed the power of tikkun habris. K'moy Shomer Chazal, as the Gemara says, Hayom ro'o vayonois, the Red Sea saw and ran away. What did it see? It saw the Gemara Darshans, it saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. It saw the power of the Tzadik, about whom the Torah says, Vayonos Vayetzei Achutza, he ran away. That when he was being tested by Potiphar's wife, he had the strength in him to run away. So by him it says, Vayonos, he ran away. The Gemara says that when the Red Sea saw his coffin, it split. Split in English means, in slang means, to run away. The Red Sea split for him. It split into sections, but in a sense, being Mekayim, this concept of Vayonos, it ran away from Yosef HaTzadik. So we see that was a time of revelation of the power of Tikkun HaBris was revealed there. As a result of that, Nosnu Einehem, there was perfection of the eyes. Zebechinas Hadrasponim, the eyes represent the beauty of the face, the light of the face. Bechinas Zokon, this refers to the beard. Ze Kono Chochmo, this is the power of acquiring wisdom. Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, Vatipokachno Einei Shneihem, when the Torah says that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, their eyes were opened, Rashi HaKodesh says, Al Shema Chochmo Nemro. The opening of the eyes represents Chochmah. So when it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, Nosnu Einehem, it means that the Jews were Zeichet to Chochmah. How? Through the revelation of the Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is what leads to a Tikkun of the Hadras Ponim, which is the Chochmah. Chochmah Sodom Toir Ponov, right? The Oir HaPonim is the Seichel. And that resulted in Loimar Shira. The next step was the ability to sing with purity. Ze bechinas koil shenizgal al yidei chachochma. This led to the revelation of the koil, which comes through chachma. We said earlier that the perfection of the koil is dependent on the oyer haponim, which was the chachma. Now Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh shomru, this is what the Gemara says, oylalim v'yoinkim omru, the small babies said. And not oilel means the small children, yoinkim means even those babies that were nursing. They said, ze keli v'anvehu, this is our Hashem, and we will beautify him. Rabbi Nezal says, ze bechinas bris. The word ze represents tikkun HaBris. The bechinas, as the pasuk says in Chumash, v'ze l'cho ha'ois. This will be a sign to you. And we know that the word ois is always referring to bris. Bris ois is bris. So ze, if ze is ois, then ze is bris. Va'anvehu, and we will beautify him. Ze bechinas hadrasponim. Nove, beauty is an inyan of hidur, hadrasponim. Now Rabbi Nezal says, "V'ze pirish." With this, we could understand another pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Mishlei v'roye zoynois yo'ivad hoin," that a person who has pigam HaBris, he chases after illicit women, yo'ivad hoin, he loses, he forfeits hoin. The word hoin means wealth, and Rabbi Nezal says, "Hoin ze bechinas koil." Hoin also means the power of the voice. As the Gemara says, Kabed es Hashem mehoincho, respect Hashem with your wealth. The Gemara darshins, al tikri mehoincho ela migroincho. The Gemara darshins, a word that rhymes with hoin is groin, goroin, the throat. That the main respect that a person gives to Hashem is with their voice, speaking to Hashem. So the pasuk says, V'roye zoynes yo'ivad hoin, that a person who is pigam HaBris will lose the goroin, he'll lose the power of the throat. Kemavur b'bayir heitev simen nun gimel v'shem apsikta, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, v'chein barashi mishlei bagoshom, v'loshen apsikto elo michononcho. The Medrash darshins, kabed es Hashem mehoincho, instead of mehoincho, michonancho. That respect Hashem with that which Hashem has blessed you with. And the Medrash says, what does that mean? Im nosan lecho koil orev, if Hashem gave you a sweet voice, then respect Hashem with your voice. Use your voice to be mechabed Hashem. So we see that the hoin refers to the power of the voice. V'roya zoynes yoivad hoin, through pigam HaBris,
a person damages the voice, the koil. Ukishepoigem bebris, nifgam koiloi. Through pegama bris, there's a pegam in the koil. V'Yaakov sheshomar brisoi, Yaakov Avinu, who was zeichet to perfection in tikkun abris, because we know that by Avram Avinu, there was, in a sense, a psul in his zera. Even though a great tzaddik like Yitzchok Avinu came from him, there was also a Yishmoel that came from him. By Yitzchok Avinu, also there's a concept of a psul in his zera, in that even though Yaakov Avinu came from him, there was also an Esav that came from him. Yaakov Avinu was the first one who was zechet to shleimus, where every one of his children was a winner. He was zechet to give forth the yud beis shiftei ko, all tzaddikim. So Yaakov Avinu, who was zechet to shmiras habris, kemoy, as the pasuk says, reishis oini, that when he described his firstborn son Reuven, he referred to him as his first seed, implying that he had not committed any sin prior to that. Zocho lekoil, because Yaakov Avinu was the perfection of tikkun abris, that's why he was zeichet to the koil, to the voice. The Bechinas, as the pasuk said, hakoil koil Yaakov. The voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu. Note, we said earlier that the perfection of voice was koilech orev. Your voice is sweet. The word orev is bigimatria twice koil. By Yaakov Avinu, it says hakoil koil Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to this double koil, which is orev, which is the sweetness, perfection of the koil. Also, this word koilech, ki koilech orev, the word koilech, kuf vov lamed chof, is bigimatria Yosef, representing tikkun abris. Yosef is the symbol of tzaddik, tikkun abris. Ki koilech orev, through tikkun abris, a person is zeichet to this sweetness of the voice, the tikkun of the voice. Also, the Arizal says that the word koil itself represents Yesoid, because the word koil, the kuf lamed, is bigematria 5 times yud kei vav kei. 5 times 26 is 130. That's the kuf lamed of koil. And the vav represents the 6th yud kei vav kei. In other words, the word Yosef, who's the symbol of tikkun abris, Yosef is bigematria 6 times yud kei vav kei. So the word koil is the 5 plus the 6th level. The Vav represents the 6th Yud Kei Vav Kei in a sense. Now Rabbi Nezal says, Umebechinas koil zocho l'sholoim. And as a result of perfection of the voice, Yaakov Avinu, a person is zoichet to sholoim. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimoi, that when there is Shir Hashirim, when there is the perfection of song, then there is Shloimoi. Lamelech Shah Sholoim Shloi. The Gemara darshins that why was he called Shloimoi? Because in his lifetime there was universal peace. He was the Melech Shah Sholoim Shloi. He was zechut to total Shloim. How? Through the power of Shir Hashirim, through the perfection of the voice. It's the perfection of the voice which comes through tikkun abris, which is connected to the hadras ponim. That's how a person is zeichet to this sholim. Now Rabbi Nezal says, ubishvil zen, for this reason, takef achar koil rino shel shira sayam, as soon as the yidden was zeichet to finish the singing at the kriyas yamsuf, what came immediately afterwards? Zochu l'shabas sholoim. They were zeichet that Hashem taught them the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is called Shabbos sholoim. Shabbos is the symbol of peace. We introduce Shabbos by the lighting of 2 candles, which represent the husband and wife we mentioned many times. The word ner is bigamatria 250, which is the compromise between a husband and a wife. A zochor has 248 organs in the body. The woman, the female, has 4 additional organs that are used for reproduction, with at least, machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's 252 or 253, so that the woman is reish nun beis, ner is right up the middle. Ner is 250, it's the compromise between 252 and 248. It's the symbol of sholoim. And the 2 nerois represent the 248 plus the 252. Now, it's twice ner is 500, which is the 248 organs of the Zohar, plus the 252 of the Nekeva, the symbol of Sholem. That's how we introduce Shabbos, and the whole concept of light on Shabbos. Everything about Shabbos is an inyan of Sholem. So Rabbein Azal says, note, when were the Jews given Shabbos, which is Sholem? Right after the Shira Sayam, right after they were zeichet to perfection of the koil. Kamoishikosov, as the Posuk says, Vayavoyu Moroso, they came to a place called Moro, the Shabbos, that right after Kriyas Yamsuf, the next destination that they arrived was a place called Moro, the Shabbos, B'Moro Nitztavu. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the mitzvah of Shabbos was given to the Jews in Moro, which means immediately after Shiras Hayam. Rabbein Azal says, v'zeh, another proof to this is that the Pasuk says, v'atan lohem Miriam shiru l'Hashem, that right after the men sang, the Torah says that Miriam Hanaviyah led the women in song. And it says, she said to them, sing to Hashem. The first letters of those five words, v'atan lohem Miriam shiru l'Hashem, are the Rosh Tevois of the word Sholom. Again, Shalidei Shira Zochu L'Sholoim. Through the song, that's what leads to Sholoim. A person Zoche to Shleimus of Koil, which is this Koil Rina, that shows that the person is being Zoche to Sholoim. Because all of these items go together. Tikkun HaBris, Hadras Ponim, perfection of the Koil, and Chochma, Tikkun of the Seichel, and Sholoim, and being able to bring the whole world to serve Hashem. All of these items, Rabbein Azal connected so far. Note also that the word Rina, which means song, is also an inyan of Tikkun HaBris. It's brought that the word Rina, B'milui, is bigimatria the word Bris. Reish is spelled Reish Shin. Reish Yud Shin. It's 510. And Nun is Nun Vav Nun, which is 106. Reish is spelled Reish Shin, which is 500. Nun is spelled Nun Vav Nun, which is 106, gives us 606. And Hey is spelled Hey Aleph, which is another 6, which is exactly Bigimatria Bris. The word Rina itself, B'miluoy, is Bigimatria Bris, showing the connection between these two. That the power of Rina, the perfection of Koil, is totally in Tikkun HaBris. Obviously, because the voice comes from the trachea, the windpipe, which has those shis izkon shebekone, the 6 rings of cartilage that make up the windpipe, which are connected to the power of Tikkun HaBris. Yesoid is the 6th sphera. Chesed gvura teferes netzachoid yesoid. Tikkun HaBris represents perfection of this trachea, this 6 rings of cartilage. There's a whole story. We mentioned this when we did the 3rd chapter of Likut Imran a few hundred years ago, when we learned Torah Gimel and Likut Imran. If you recall, we told over a beautiful story. In that Torah and Likut Imran, Rabbein Azal also speaks about the power of Negina, the whole concept of a chazan, and where Negina originates from. And we mentioned the story that happened with Rabbein Azal regarding a certain chazan, how Rabbein Azal once invited a certain cantor to sing at a Shalom Zohar, and this cantor, to spite Rabbein Azal, didn't want to sing. So Rabbein Azal said, he doesn't want to sing? Fine, I'll give him a song. And shortly afterwards, this person was discovered. It was discovered that he had been mezana, that he had been poigim and bris, and a whole thing about visiting a certain woman's home. And he always used to say he goes there to hear the birds, that there were a special set of birds that chirped right outside her house. That was his reason for going. And he was found out. He ended up running away from the city in shame. Also perfectly tied into this chapter on the Likut Imran, the whole kesher between these items, the Tikkun HaBris and the perfection of the koil. Now Rabbein Azal says, V'dafka b'moro. Now Rabbein Azal is going to mention a new concept, a very, very practical, serious concept regarding all of us. Rabbein Azal says, V'dafka b'moro kiblu Shabbos Sholoim. Why, of all the places in the world, for Hashem to give the Jews the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is the symbol of Sholoim, why did he pick a city called Moro, which means bitterness? Shabbos, which is the symbol of peace, should be given to them in a place called Moro, which is bitterness. Rabbein Azal explains, Ki kein derech hasholoim lehislabesh b'moro. Because this is the nature of peace, that it comes cloaked in bitterness, meaning that a person has to go through a certain degree of bitterness before they can be zeicha to get to shalom, to peace. Bibichina, says the Pasuk, says in Yeshaya, Hine l'sholom mar li mar. I say to peace, you are bitter to me, implying that there's a definite kesher between these two. Rabbi Nezal explains, Kemoi shekol horefuois heim besamim marim, just as usually medicines come through bitter items. The actual medication itself is bitter. That's why they have to put that syrup or the other junk that they put it, the capsules attached to it, because the medication itself, the refuah itself, is very bitter. Kein hasholoim shehu refuah l'chol advorim, so too peace, which is the total cure. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Sholoim larochoik v'lakoroiv omar Hashem urefosiv. Hashem says, peace to the one who is far or near, I say, and I will cure him. So Sholoim is the Iker Refuah. So to that must also come through bitterness. Just like regular Refuahs come through bitterness, Sholoim, which is the total Refuah, must come through Merirus. Ulefomim, Rabbein Azal says, just like when it comes to physical cures, Ulefomim hachulsha goiveres kol kach, there are times when a person is so ill, Rachmona Litzlan, at she'ein yecholes biyad hachole lisboil merirus harafuos. The person becomes so weak and broken as a result of their illness that they can't handle the bitterness of the medication. Rachmona Litzlan, there are certain sicknesses for which you can take sweet syrups, where the medication itself, these salt treatments, or Rachmona Litzlan, chemotherapy, other things, where the cure itself is incredibly bitter. And there are times when the person, Rachmona Litzlan, is so ill that they can't handle the bitterness of the medication. And when that happens, very often the doctors give up. They pull away from this person. They give up on the person. Kach, so too, kisheho avoinois. When a person sins, shehem choili hanefesh, which represent the illness of the neshama, goivrimoid, when they get very strong, when the sins of a person on his gaber, oz ein yochoy lisboil merirus harafuos, then the person finds that they can't handle the spiritual bitterness that the person has to go through in order to get cured. Va'oz, and then ein sholoim omar l'rishoim. There's a pasuk where Hashem says there's no peace for rishoim, meaning that the Rosha, through his sins, makes it that he can't handle the refuah, which is the sholoim, which comes through bitterness. He can't handle the bitterness that he needs to handle in order to be cured. And this is why we find that Chizkiyo HaMelech praised Hashem, Shehishlich kol chatoisov achak seifoi, that Hashem was willing to throw all of Chizkiyo HaMelech's sins over his shoulder, like to do away with it, to ignore them in a sense, kidei shelo yitztarech lahalbish es hasholoim b'merirus harbei, so that Chizkiyo HaMelech would not have to receive the sholoim, the cure, within a tremendous, wrapped in super bitterness. V'zeh, this is why Chizkiyo HaMelech said, Hine l'sholoim mar li mar. I say to peace, you are very bitter. Implying that usually the sholoim has to come through tremendous bitterness, and Hashem did me a special favor that He threw away my sins so I would not have to receive that super bitterness to be cured. Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu ze yadua. This is a known fact. Ki l'sholoim tzoruch merirus. That in order to be zeichet to sholoim, there must be bitterness. So therefore, the Pasuk says, when Chizkiyo HaMelech said, Hine l'sholoim mar li mar, he was implying peace must have bitterness associated with it. This is the continuation of that Pasuk. V'ato choshakto nafshi miredes shachas. But you, Hashem, wanted to prevent my soul from going down to Shachas, from going down to the bitter Gehenim. Meaning, Sham kosuv mishachas bli. The exact wording in the pasuk over there is that Hashem wanted me to avoid shachas, upirish Rashi, mibli redes shachas, that I should not have to go down to the bitterness. Kiyodato she'en bikoyach lizboil merirus lafichatosi. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to Hashem, you knew that I would not be able to handle the bitterness that I deserve to receive for all my sins. Where in order for me to be cured from all my sins, I need so powerful a shalom that it has to come through a super powerful bitterness. And you knew that I wasn't capable of handling it. So therefore, v'hishlachto achar gevecho kol chatoi. You threw my sins over your shoulder, behind you. You put my sins behind you in a sense. So that the sholoim should come wrapped in a bitterness that I am capable of handling. In other words, if Hashem would have given me the full measure of cure, no, it's based on the amount of sins I accumulated. I did a few thousand sins, so the cure has to have a few thousand watts of refuah. In order to have a few thousand watts of refuah, it has to come wrapped in a few thousand watts of bitterness. The refuah is the shalom, which must come in the merirus. Hashem knew that I wouldn't be able to handle the few thousand watts of bitterness. Therefore, he took part of the sins and erased them, made believe they weren't there, so that he didn't punish me for the full measure that I deserved, which I could never handle, but rather he punished me for 1%, or 1/1000th of a percent. He gave me, because to give me no bitterness at all, Hashem can't do. There has to be some iota of fairness, in a sense, of a person earning their Gan Eden, earning the purity, the perfection. So therefore, Hashem has to go with Mishpat. But Hashem doesn't give Mishpat literally what the person deserves. He gives the person a fraction of what they deserve, a fraction of the bitterness that they deserve, which is what the person can handle. And this is a tremendous yesoid that Rabbeinu Zal is establishing here. Note, he doesn't say if, maybe. He says there's no option of shalom without merirus. Just like in order for Hashem to present Bnei Yisrael with the mitzvah of Shabbos, it had to be done b'mora. And it had to be done after they first went through 210 years of Vayimoraru es Chayeyem Bavoida Kosho. They had super, super merirus. So too, each and every single Jew, in order for him to get to his Sholoim, he has to be willing to go through merirus. Merirus. What is merirus? Machloikus. It means machloikus. This is why the Gemara says, Leko Ksuba Deloi Rami Alei Tigra. There's no such thing as a marriage contract being written without a fight, without machloikis. If a person's zoiche, it's a fight about what color the tablecloth should be, or some other baloney, some other nonsense. If a person's not zoiche, rachmon al-tzlan, the fight is over serious issues. But this is a fact, that in order to be zoiche to sholoim, a person, in order to be cured spiritually, we said sholoim is refuah. We quoted the pasuk, Sholoim larochoik v'lakorev omar Hashem urefosiv. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this pasuk refers specifically to Balei Tshuva. Larochoik v'lakorev. Hashem says, Sholoim, greetings of peace, larochoik, to the one who is far away, v'lakorev, who became close, who decided to come back, to come close. The Zohar HaKadosh says, how do we know we're talking about the same person? How do I know it's not talking about two different people? Because note, it says, urefosiv, and I will cure him. Singular. It doesn't say urefosim, I'll cure them. It says urefosiv, singular. And the Zohar HaKadosh also says that the word larochoik is exactly bigimatria vilakoroiv in this pasuk, showing we're talking about the same guy, the person who was nisracheik and wants to become koroiv. That person has to be cured from the averois, from the ra, the sins, the tumah, whatever that person has. In order to be cured, they must have the refuah, the medication is sholoim. And sholoim must come with merirus, bitterness. Person who's not willing, no pain, no gain. Person who's not willing to go through that merirus, those people who receive the merirus and want to run away from it, they don't want to accept it, they reject it, or they take it the wrong way, chas v'shalom. They get angry at Hashem, chas v'shalom. Or they get angry at the stone. We always quote this moshel from Reb Michel. Somebody throws a rock at you, And the person picks up the rock and starts punching it. Why? Because the rock hit me. We say the person's a lunatic. It's not the rock that hit you. It's the one who threw the rock. So too, when a Jew is given suffering, when somebody is bothering you, whether it be a neighbor or this one or that one, most people get angry at the neighbor. And they don't stop to think that the neighbor is a stone. The neighbor is a stone that's being thrown by Hashem. This is obviously being sent by Hashem to cure me. There's something that I did wrong, not the neighbor's fault. Could be it's my fault. Could be there are things that I need to improve to be mesakim, and that's why I'm being given this merirus, this machloikus, from a shochein, from a husband, from a wife, from a child, from wherever it comes from, wherever this merirus comes from. And if we can, I just want to read quickly a paragraph in Likutei Halachos, because usually whatever Rabbeinu Zal says, Rav Nosson Zal focuses it a little bit tighter, leaving a little bit less to the imagination, so that nobody has any excuses that they weren't told. Rav Nosson Zal spells it out so clear to know exactly what we are to expect. The person who wants to come close to Hashem, person who knows that they're not perfect, that they weren't perfect in the past, and they want to come close to Hashem, what to expect. This is one paragraph in Hilchas Netilas Yodayim, Lesuda, Halacha Vov, Ois Yudzayim. Rab Nosson Zal here is discussing Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Jews going out of Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satoira, Shavuos, and he mentions the topic of Moror, the fact that we eat Moror at the Seder. Vahamarirus shetzrichen lizboil hu bekama bechinois. Rab Nosson Zal says that the bitterness that a person has to suffer to come close to Hashem comes in many forms. Ki harabe tzrichen lizboil merirus mamish. Because many people have to suffer actual bitterness, meribui hamanios, from the many, many obstacles, vahasichsuchim, and the problems, lehiskarev lenekudas vemes, in order to be zeicha to come close to the pintala, the dot of truth, the nekuda of emes in the world, which means the tzaddik emes, or the toiras emes, whatever it is. Umenies machmas parnoso, obstacles that come because of parnoso, ulefomim yisuri aguf, sometimes it comes in actual physical illness, suffering of the body, oimi bonim chas v'sholom, or suffering that people go through with children, all the difficulties that they go through with children, vegam hakashyos v'habilbulim hamakvim asalev, and most important, the questions, the doubts, and the bilbulim that the person has internally in their heart, shetzrichem livroyach mehem, which a person has to run away from, v'ho ikar al yidei bechina shtiko kanal, and the main way to deal with all of these things is being able to shut, not shut up, but shut down, to be able to be quiet, to be able to suffer in silence to a degree, meaning not to chas v'shalom complain to Hashem, or to complain, get angry at the child, or get angry at the husband, or get angry at the wife, whoever it is. Gamze bechinas merirus. This also, these doubts that the person has, sveikos nemuna, in tzadikim, or in the derech that they're going on, all of those things, is also part of this merirus. Bebechinas vayemoreru es chayeyem ba'avoida kosho, as it says that the Egyptians, may the Jews suffer hard work, avoida kosho, the Zohar Kodesh says, kosho is kashya, questions. The difficulty, the worst difficulty, was the questions that they walked around with, the doubts, where they didn't understand Hashem completely. They didn't understand the tzaddik completely. The advice that they were being given didn't make total sense to them. Ukamashikos b'mokamachra, as is written in other places, ubekama oifanim ze hamarirus kosheme akoil. And Rav Nosson Zal says, in many ways, this bitterness is worse than all the others. All the difficulties with parnosa and children and physical health, all of that is less painful and less difficult than the internal suffering, the doubts and the sfeikos and the bilbulim that the person has in religion. The main difficulty that a person has to break is the obstacles in their own mind, which come because of the questions and the crookedness of the person's own heart, the Yetzirah, the Satan, that's still there in their heart. Because the person hasn't reached total purity and perfection, there still is a Yetzirah there that's developing all of these doubts and questions. Avol mi sheroitze lochus al atzmoi, but a person who wants to take pity on themselves, lehimoleit mi be'er shachas umi tita yovein, to run away from the pit of darkness and from the Rachmon al Islam, the bottom of the pit, the quicksand, behechrich sheyizboil merirus elu kefi bechinosoi, must experience this suffering in their own way. Ve'oz yizkel shalom, and then the person can be zoche to shalom, to peace, shehu bechinas kesher uklolias oilamos, which means the total connection of all the different worlds coming together for that person. Avol tzrichen leid, so person hears this, what do they want to do? They want to drop dead. Why live? You're telling me I have to suffer, and not suffer regular, but suffer big. It sounds so much easier to quit. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Avol tzrichen leida ulahamen. A person must know and believe, Shashem yizborach shoyleach hamarirus berachmonus. This is Hashem doing this. This isn't some yo-yo doing this. Hashem sends the bitterness with pity, with kindness. Umashlich kol chatoisov achar gevov. And Hashem throws away the majority of the person's sins in the garbage. Hashem ignores the majority. Ve'enoy sheleach loy merirus kefi avinoisov. Hashem doesn't send the person a measure of bitterness that's in ratio with the person's sins. Rak kefi yacholtoi, but rather Hashem sends the person as much as that person can handle. If a person's being given this amount of bitterness, it's because Hashem knows that that's what that person's capable of handling. It's not by any means what the person deserves. Person deserves much, much more, Rachmon al-Itzlon. Kamoy shekosu shom b'siman anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran that we're learning now. Avol al kol ponim behechrich sheyizboil ze amarirus. However, but Rav Nosson Zal says again, I'm telling you, there's no way out. Person must go through this bitterness. That's a given. That's a fact. V'ze bechinas shemetavlin hamora b'charoisis. This is the whole concept. Why at the seder we take the mora? We don't eat the mora straight. We eat it on the rocks. We put it with the charo. We dip it with the charoisis, right? We don't have straight bitterness. We have the bitterness with the sweet stuff, with the wine, with the dates, with all the charoisis that's made. That's a sweetener. Va'omer Hazal in the Gemara says, why is it called charoisis? The chas hakodesh baruch hu alon. Charoisis, the letters ches and samach of charoisis represent rachmonus. In Aramaic, the word chas means to be merachim. Chus v'rachim oleinu. Chus means to take pity, that Hashem is Rachmonus, Hainu Kanal, Shilafi Maisov, Loi Hoyoloi, Koyach, Lisboil, Hamariru, Samagialoi. Any Jew, according to his deeds, could never handle it if Hashem gave him an amount of bitterness in proportion to what the person deserves, to what the person earned as a result of their Averois. Ki Rachmona Ach Hashem Yisborach Memayit Hamarirus Kanal, but rather Hashem minimizes the bitterness. Ki Rachmona Chasalon Kanal, because Hashem takes pity on us. Veze Chas Rus Kemuva. The Arizal says that the word Charoisis is two words, Chas and Rus, Ruth. Ki Rus Merames Al Bechinas David. Rus is the symbol of Dovid HaMelech. Sherivo LaHakadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirois V'Tishpochois. The Gemara says, why was she called Rus? The first two letters of Rus, Reish Vav, means Sherivo, sang, because from her came forth the one who sang to Hashem with songs. Meaning, K'may Shom Rasal, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Hainu Sheham Tokas Hamarirus Hual Yidei Shemarvin LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirois V'Tishpochois. How does a person sweeten this bitterness? By singing to Hashem, by praising Hashem and thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem over what? Dahainu sheyoidin oemes. By the person acknowledging the truth and admitting the truth. Shehakol bechesed uberachmim. That this bitterness that I'm going through is not by any means equal to what I deserve, but I know that this is Hashem taking pity on me. This is a fraction of what I really deserve. Vakadosh Baruch Hu chasalon umemayit Hamarirus Kanal. Hashem is taking pity on us and minimizing the bitterness. And it's for this reason that when a person is suffering, while they're suffering, they're supposed to be singing to Hashem, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem, that it's only this, it could be worse, and I know I deserve worse. As the Pasuk says, I praise Hashem when there's Yudke Vovke, when there's Midas HaChesed, and Belekim HaHalel Dover, when Hashem is treating me with Midas HaDin, I'm also praising Hashem. Rab Nosson Zalei adds now, Gam ki hacharoises meramzim alatit, even though you might ask, but hold on a second. True, the charoises is sweet, but the Gemara also says that the charoises itself represents the mud that the Yidden had to work, the mud that the Egyptians pushed them into. So Rabbein is also, Kamoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ki hoyu memaredim chayeim betit v'choymer, they used to make the Jews' lives bitter with mud and lime. So what do you say to that? Where's the sweetness? It seems to be a contradiction. You're telling me that charoises is sweetness and charoises is mud. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Hainu ki tzorich lizkoer shohaya meshuka betit hayoven lafi masov." The person has to remind themselves that they brought themselves into mud. That through their averos, through their evil deeds, they threw themselves into mud. Va'kodesh Baruch Hu maleu misham, and Hashem is taking us out of the mud. The charoises is a reminder that we're being taken out of the mud. Bebechinas vayaaleinu miboyer shoin mitit hayovin. As the pasuk says, Hashem took us out of the pit of darkness, this ditch of mud. The alkein bevadai behechrach lisboil hamarirus hazeh. Therefore, the person must suffer this bitterness. Ki hakoil bechesed uberachme. Not experience. Lisboil means to accept it. The person has to accept it and accept it the right way. Ki hakoil bechesed uberachmim lefi myself. Because compared to the person's deeds, Hashem is being very nice to us and very generous to us. Just as Rabbeinu Zal says in a different Torah in the Kutimran, V'yohavto l'reacho kamoicho ani Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal darshans that posuk, V'yohavto l'reacho. Reacho means your ra. That when Hashem sends you your ra, you should be v'yohavto, you should love it. Why? Because kamoicho, because according to what you are worth, ani Hashem, I am Yudke Vovke, I'm being very nice to you. Compared to what you deserve, Hashem says, I'm actually being nice to you. So that when you're being punished, kiss the punishment, love the punishment in a sense, knowing that compared to what I deserve, this isn't really a punishment. It's a reward in a sense, compared to what I actually deserve, Chas V'Shalom. If a person broke a window, person was playing ball and they broke a window, and the window was a very expensive glass window. The window cost $300, $500 to replace. And the owner says, you know what, give me 30 cents. I just want you to know that you did something. It says to the boy, the window's going to cost $300 to replace, give me 3 cents. The boy gives that 3, say, kisses the 3 cents, because he knows compared to the $300 that he owes, this 3 cents is like a golden gift. It's like the guy gave him $299.97. It's like he received a gift compared to what he actually deserves. This is the attitude Rav Nosson Zal says that we're supposed to take when a person is being given this, the refuah, the shalom, with a marirus, with this bitterness. This is just one example of how Rav Nosson Zal Likutei Halachos speaks to a person in such a close, in such an honest, clear way, where once, if I didn't know, being in the dark is the worst suffering. But if I learn these sforim, and it's all spelled out to me so clear, then when it happens, I know how to deal with it. The person's equipped, they've been told, it's been explained what's going to happen, why it's going to happen, and how to deal with it, then it's much, much easier. Halavai, we should be zeicher that all the merirus that the Am Yisrael has gone through the past 5,741 years, Rachmon Litzlan, and 51 years, Rachmon Litzlan, should cover for all the refuah that all of us need, and we should be zeicher ready to see the Sholem HaKoli, which will be with the coming of Moshiach and the binyan of the third Beis HaMikdash, Keneged Yaakov Avinu, b'mher v'yameinu, amen v'yamein. Amen.